And welcome back to the PM Sports page. Let's talk with our Jet Physical Therapy Cross Country Athlete of the Week. This week, I am joined by Columbus Community sophomore Isaac Acosta. Isaac, congratulations. Thanks for the time here today.
Yeah, thank you.
Isaac, coming off of a great Monday, it was the team captured their first title in 4 years. You traveled down to Kyoto at Lagos Acres Golf Course and came out with a title. We'll talk individual, we'll talk team. Let's start with the team championship, Isaac. That had to feel pretty good.
Oh, that felt amazing. It was all the pain and all that. It was worth everything to get that title.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, have everyone, all seven runners in the top 14. That's pretty incredible. How was the team able to do it?
We were all committed. We're all committed. I mean, it's not just a little one person or two people. No, it's our varsity boys that are all committed. And the ones that are in junior varsity are committed to get into varsity.
And, you know, it was not ideal conditions. It was really hot and humid day. And talking to Coach Riley, he really thinks that course is really tricky. So what'd you think of the conditions and what'd you see from that course?
Oh, man, the condition was rough. It was very humid. Humidity sucks for me. I'm very bad with humidity, but I still fought through it, and so did my teammates. That the hills were one of the toughest parts, but here in Columbus, that's what we train for. We train for hills.
Mm-hmm. Right on. And you yourself, you came up with a runner-up finish. You know, last week you were at third at L&M. This time a runner-up. So how do you think you did there on Monday?
I think I did better than usual. I pushed myself throughout the whole race, which is not something I usually do. I usually keep a steady pace or a pace that I can handle and then speed up towards the end. Now, this time I sped up the whole time.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, as you saw yourself come into the finish line and your fellow runners, did you have an idea that you thought you guys were going to come out with the win?
When I saw my teammates all come in really close to each other, I really thought we were going to win. I really had it in my heart that we were going to win.
Mm-hmm. And at the ceremony, when they announced that you guys were indeed team champions, what was that feeling like?
Oh, man, there's a feeling that's very hard to explain, but it's all a bunch of emotions compact together. There's happiness, there's excitement, there's all these feelings. And how we celebrated, we just all hugged each other, and then we ran up screaming, and then when we got the trophy, we all yelled, "This is for Riley."
Mm-hmm. And Isaac, one of the best things about this is we're still early in the year. You still have a lot to run for. So how can this win for your guys really push you moving forward?
Well, this is only a start for us. Yeah, we won, but that doesn't mean we get time to relax. That means we need to get back into it, get focused, get stronger, faster. We need to keep getting better and better. Mm-hmm. It just gets better from here.
Mm-hmm. Let's look at you as an individual in your sophomore campaign. How do you think, or what part about running do you think you've improved the most from last year to this year?
Oh, learning to pace myself. Last year, I did not know anything about pacing myself. I just stayed with one of my teammates, and when I ended up passing them, I just stayed for whoever was in front of me that pushed me.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And when I've talked to Coach Riley, one thing that he's really liked about this team is the commitment they put in the off season. So what did the summer look like for you as it pertains to running?
Oh, the summer, yes. So I have two jobs, and summer running was actually very useful to me because it was in the mornings. And I don't work in the mornings at all. So we would go out, run whatever practice it was, hard, easy, or whatever it was. We would go out, and then after that, I'd finish, and then just go to work. It was like an every other day thing, and it was a good thing because it helped me stay in shape and it helped me keep my commitment to cross country.
Mm-hmm. Well, you talked about him earlier, but let's talk about your coach, Riley. What do you like about him?
That he's committed with us. He doesn't give up on us. That he truly believes that we can be his success. as a team, and as me and as an individual. When I didn't, I myself did not believe in myself, but when I didn't, Riley did.
Good stuff. Well, a couple of fun ones here for you, just rapid fire right here, Isaac. Do you have a pre-race meal that you always go to?
Peanut butter sandwiches.
Do you have a superstition before a race?
Music.
Right. Do you have a favorite course that you've been to and why?
Favorite course? Winfield, because it's short.
I like that answer. Closing out here, our sponsor, Jet Physical Therapy, prides themselves on the motto, movement is your medicine. So, Isaac, how do you use that motto to prepare for a race?
Well, I mean, I stretch properly. I take the stretching very serious. But before a race, I usually always do some strides, and I need to stay warm. I need to stay, I need to keep my muscles moving. That's something that just runs through my head, that I need to keep my muscles moving.
And something tells me you didn't have a problem staying warm on Monday there, Isaac.
Oh, geez, man. I was sweating before the race.
Nice. Well, Isaac, good to have you on. I appreciate it. Congratulations, and hope to keep things rolling.
Yeah, thank you.
And that was Isaac Acosta, a sophomore in this year's Columbus Community Cross Country team. Join us as this week's Jet Physical Therapy Cross Country Athlete of the Week. Congratulations to Isaac and the rest of the Wildcats on their victory. We'll take another quick break, and we'll close things out on the PM Sports page next on KCII.